It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. James Brian Jim McCusker was born in Jamestown in 1936. He played football for Jamestown High School in the early 1950s and was a star defensive lineman. During his junior and senior year, he was named as a Western New York All-Star. Following high school, Jim went on to the University of Pittsburgh to play on the offensive line. He started for the Panthers for 3 years from 1955 to 1957 and was named an Associated Press All-Star 3 times and a United International All-Star 2 times. During the 3 seasons McCusker played for Pitt, the Panthers had an overall record of 18-13-1. He also played in the East-West Shrine Game, the Senior Bowl, and played for the College All-Stars against the NFL champion Detroit Lions. In 1958, Jim was drafted by the Chicago Cardinals in the 2nd round of the NFL Draft. In 1959, he was sent to the Philadelphia Eagles, where he stayed for 5 seasons. Among the highlights of his career was the 1960 season, where he started every game and the Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers 17-13 in the NFL Championship game. He also started every game for the Eagles in 1962. He played 1 season in 1963 with Cleveland and finished his career in the AFL playing with the New York Jets. Some of Jim's teammates during his NFL career included such Hall of Famers as Chuck Bednarik, Sonny Jurgensen, Norm Van Brocklin, and Tommy McDonald with the Eagles, and Jim Brown during his season with the Cleveland Browns. Following retirement, Jim returned to Jamestown, where he still lives today. For many years, he has owned a restaurant and bar on North Main Street in Jamestown called The Pub with his wife, Mary. In 1982, he was inducted into the Chautauqua Sports Hall of Fame. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.